This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Along with his co-host today, John Statler, USA Prepares, is hosted by Vin Fennelli. Hello, Vin. We're back second hour on this 8th day of December, 2015.
Hey, John. I'm glad you're here.
I'm here.
And thanks for taking us back from the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. So, John, we've talked about the carelessness, the lack of concern about things all around us. It's happening everywhere we go. It's happening in customer service lines. It's happening at hospitals. It's happening with people behind the wheels of vehicles. It's happening in stores with employees who have lost their passion about their jobs, and they've become what they do for 8 hours a day has become a job. And if you ask people at the Chinese factory outlet, you know, are you having a good day? They'll look at their watch more often than not and say, well, I will at 5 o'clock or whenever their shift is over. People really dislike what they're doing because they haven't been empowered. They don't they're not allowed to make decisions, so they become mindless robots. And
there are reasons I believe behind this. I, a lot of people don't know this, Vince, and I think you're correct here with the in reference to today's program about No Mercy Hospital and their treatment of patients, how they're conducting their business. A lot of people don't know this, but the third, with the layoffs and everything else that's going on, banks, financial institutions, number one, number two. But the third, right behind that, is the healthcare industry and the hospitals. And this year alone, the healthcare sector has announced 41,085 layoffs. And as I said, that's the third most behind financial and industrial companies. And it's a lot worse than people might imagine. Take for instance, Indiana University Health. They laid off about 900 workers as a part to trim its budget. They're cutting $1 billion over the next 5 years. Vanderbilt plans to eliminate 1,000 jobs by the end of the year. They're trying to shave their operating costs by 8%. Cleveland Clinic is offering buyouts to 3,000 employees. It's shaving its annual operating costs by $330 million. And here's the really strange thing about this, is because now you have personnel that are shifting job duties, where you used to have that triage nurse that, one person was asking questions, you know, what's your medical insurance, what's your name, your address, and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. But you're also seen by a triage nurse, somebody that was going to immediately respond to the situation, assess their condition, how critical is it, do we have to get them into the ICU, what do we need to do? It was an immediate attack, if you will, with the medical experience, but they may not have that anymore. So these hospitals, which used to be, And a lot of folks don't think of the healthcare industry or hospitals in general as being a business. There are many reasons why hospitals operate the way they do, but they're even losing their funding in Medicaid and Medicare payments through sequestration from the government. A lot of hospitals have 5% or more So their Medicare payments are slowing down. Their cash flow is slowing down. Like any other business, they're trying to maintain profitability. I can remember years ago when there weren't any insurance companies, Vince. No insurance companies. So when you showed up at the hospital, whether it's an emergency or just wanted to check in from a prior appointment, it was what was your name, not what. Let me see your insurance card. What has happened in the healthcare industry once insurance companies got involved, and that's a corporation, that's a company like anybody else, what's their bottom line? You got a little bean counter sitting around calculating how much profit did we make. Well, here comes the problem. Years ago, I used to work for General Motors, and we had Blue Cross Blue Shield. I blew out a knee at work, anterior cruciate ligament. Those prices back in the early 80s, just for that operation was well over $30,000. And we're talking $1980 dollars here. Well, today, I couldn't even imagine what that would cost to have done. So the hospitals that used to operate without insurance companies as a business competing with the very same type of institution right across the street or maybe across town. Many larger populated areas, they got 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 hospitals. They were in the business of care. And it was a direct pay system. So in other words, you went into the emergency to have an x-ray, you broke an arm, cracked your head open, whatever the case may be. They would come in, take a look at you, assess what they needed to do, they'd get you the treatment, and then they would send you down to accounts payable, receivable. If you didn't have the money to pay for the health care that you had received on that spot, what they would do is they would set up payment plans with you. This did several things. One of the things that it kept the cost down because now you don't have the middleman, the insurance company. Years ago, I discovered that Blue Cross Blue Shield, over 70% of the money that this insurance company took in was for overhead, was for payroll, for their profit, and 30%, maybe even less, actually went back out the door paying for patient care and paying bills. So they screwed that up to the point that, well, geez, it's become so costly for healthcare in this country. I think we need an Affordable Care Act. And here again, this is affecting the way hospitals do business. So they're doing way more with way less. I mean, Vince, it's getting so bad right now. You know, the hospitals kill between 300,000 and 500,000 people a year by way of secondary infections. People getting sick, they're already screwed up. They're going to the hospital. Now, what happens is you pick up other diseases, viruses, bacteria in the hospital itself because it's not a clean environment. Well, guess what they're cutting back on? They're cutting back on hospital staff that actually cleans the hospitals. And who are they having doing this? Nurses. The people that were trained to do one thing, and they were very good at doing it, was that direct. They were there between that patient and that doctor to follow the doctor's orders, the regimen of treatment. You know, there was no screw-up on prescriptions or did they get their IV or anything like this. These people are being relegated to doing the task that they weren't trained to do. Now, think about this. They're dealing with waste, everything else. You have less hospital staff cleaning the hospital. So why is a nurse in there with the bacteria and viruses and everything else, and they're going to be touching that patient or patients directly after that? The whole system has been blown apart because of the economics and the way that they're doing business.
Well, let me put an exclamation point on that. There's an article in the Springfield News Leader. It's the newspaper, the dominant newspaper in Springfield, Missouri. Here's the headline. Former Mercy, that means Mercy Hospital, former Mercy nurse says that she was fired after reporting patient safety concerns.
Yep.
A former Mercy nurse in Springfield is suing the health system, alleging she was fired for reporting safety concerns relating to inadequate staffing and infection control.
Thank you.
Exactly what you're talking about. exactly what you're talking about. She was the charge nurse responsible for supervising chemotherapy nurses, staff, and others. And during her employment, she received excellent reviews and so forth. And what she reported was that she reported to her supervisors and other employees that she had concerns due to the low staffing levels and the lack of well-trained and experienced staff, and that the 7D, that's the area of the hospital, 7D oncology floor, was failing to provide safe and appropriate care to its patients. She observed that chemotherapy infusions were being started by nurses not qualified to provide that kind of care, or at infusion rates in excess of established standards without a physician's order. She also observed other non-safe practices, like using a person's mouth to remove the cap off a needle. Who would do that? Who would do that? Well, that's what this article talks about. She's fired.
And Vince, now here's ironies of all ironies. The more efficient and the more job-sharing duties that these hospital personnel do, the more efficient that this hospital is with doing more with way less, what the staffs at the hospital are actually doing is working toward the elimination of their job. So the efficiency goes up, the profit increases a little bit, so what do? They go in to maintain that profitability, they do more layoffs. It's a downward spiral. And we go back to economy and money. The way things are that are supposed to work. Look, this country is debt ridden from the top right on down to the average household. We are massively in debt, which means there's less money to do things the way we used to do them. Hospitals, in your particular case, this is dealing with human life. More than that, this was dealing with your mother, which, folks, I know you've not met Mrs. Finelli, the original Mrs. Finelli, but if you could imagine Vince's mom, she is a wonderful little person. She is a small-statured woman, very sharp, very incisive, just the kind of mother that you would want for a Vince Finelli. He's the product of his upbringing, and his mother is responsible. What is that worth? What is that emotional attachment worth?
We'll break. We'll be right back.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door, but police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes, and intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Statman was with us. John, I was in the emergency room with my mom, and my wife was there, and the doctor was there, and the nurse was there. This is the emergency room, treatment room. And the doctor said, okay, her blood pressure is really, really low, and it was really low. Nurse, start an IV drip. I'm ordering an IV drip. And the nurse left the room, doctor left the room. About 45 minutes later, somewhere around there, the nurse returns and opens the drawer right where she was standing. I thought that they were going someplace really far to get this IV drip, and she was in a hurry. The IV bag, the entire, everything she needed was right next to her, in the drawer, right where she was standing. Then she opens the drawer and hangs this drip. Where time is of, when time is precious, I don't know what's going on. They just aren't paying attention. But anyway, well, yeah. So then she stops, starts the IV drip. This is what's going on in hospitals.
Well, and Vince, look, the reason I mentioned this human factor here, mm-hmm. your love and loyalty to your mother, this is what children of the parents, we've always acted this way. This is something very near and dear to us. We don't want to lose them. And this is an emotional attachment, but these people that work in these hospitals, they're not robots and they're not automatons. And I can understand if people feel that they constantly, you know, facing a layoff axe, they're not going to be very happy about their jobs or loyal to their employers. And you can instruct the staff on how to smile and be empathetic, and that may not be very effective. You mentioned, you know, the phraseology here, you know, don't you, I care about, don't you care about my mother? And the answer back was pretty much no. Well, if people are chronically overworked, exhausted, demoralized, It's hard enough to deal with the relentless needs of the sick if there's stable employment, appropriate hours, reasonable workload. Without the latter, the worry that the staff will become less caring and attentive simply because their brains cannot produce empathy and attentiveness when faced with the stresses many experiences in the healthcare workforce today. Now, and if this is true, which I believe that it is, and it's just not your experience at Mercy Hospital, this is going on all across the country. This is why I'm doing the show with you today, because I got to thinking about this. How systemic is this problem? What is actually going on here? Well, we're talking about it today, and I applaud you for doing the show, because when you first started talking to me about this, you know, told me the story about your mom, and I'm thinking, geez, this is tragic. She could have died. Well, I'm always going to the root causes. There's always cause and effect. There's always a reason why. And I kept digging on this, and this is when I came across the information about the cash flows, the Affordable Care Act. They're claiming that as of January 1, Vince, there's going to be 30 more million people on Obamacare going to these very same hospitals that have reduced staff and reduced effectiveness. So this is only going to be getting worse into the future. Now, the one thing that I hold Mercy Hospital account for is their inability to tell you the honest to God's truth. And they did not do that.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And even during this broadcast, at the top of the hour, I called Lacey Phillips. I put her phone number. She's the nurse manager of this particular floor. I explained to her all these things that I found wrong with what they did at Mercy, in my opinion. And I called her probably the seventh time today, and I've invited her to be on this broadcast with us for 2 hours to say whatever she wanted to say, not just, you know, me chastising the hospital and then having her come on, say something, and then hitting the mute button and turning her off. I've invited her on for 2 hours. I've called the top management's office of the hospital. Not only will they not come on the air, they won't even return a single phone call. Not one phone call I've made over the last week have they returned.
Well,
and I'm talking...
And this, so woman, this yeah. woman that you're talking about, that you... Uh-huh. And look, folks, in the listening audience out there right now, you got to understand one thing. Vince Vannelli could be a little hard-butt, but he's also the most compassionate person I've ever met. So when you take this in consideration, you're not going, as much as you want this situation resolved, not just for yourself and your house, but for everybody else, they're not going to come on the air and admit their shortcomings. They're not going to admit it to you or me. They might admit it to themselves within that institution, but that's about as far as it's going to go. If they did come on the air, chances are they'd lose their job.
I agree with that. I agree with that. We'll be right back.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from the producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about carelessness and not paying attention. And I mentioned this News Leader article, Springfield News Leader, and there's a post on the website, usaprepares.com, page one. And this article says, for example, plaintiff, and this is the woman, Ms. Schultz, who was fired by Mercy Hospital. It says, plaintiff, that would be her, observed an employee removing needle caps with her teeth before using the same needles to inject medication into central lines. Now, we're talking about alleged hospital professionals removing needle caps with their teeth. Central line, that's the main site. That's the main place where where medications go right into the bloodstream.
They call those IV pushes, and they go directly, you're absolutely right, they go between the bag and that needle in the patient's arm or wherever they placed it, and that's right. A direct injection right into the bloodstream of the body.
Right. Now, I remember saying you see these hospital floors where they have the nurses' station, they have lots of computers, and they've got a whole bunch of people, you know, sitting in these chairs monitoring the telemetry of, you know, the heart rate and so forth, and the alarms, and they're seeing who needs assistance, and when you push that button in your on your bed to call for the nurse, that's where it gets answered. There's nobody there. Many times there's nobody there, and I said, where is everybody? I said to one of the nurses, where is everybody? And the answer was, well, we're short-staffed today. We're short-staffed today. But where is everybody? Well, you know, we've called the employees to report to work, but they don't show up. They don't show up. Well, that's easy to fix. You fire them. Okay? If they don't show up for work, you fire them. Another thing that this hospital does, and this is not the only hospital that does it, they have employees work 12-hour shifts. That's a pretty long day. So if you're answering alarms and you know, going from emergency to emergency to emergency, 12 hours is a really long day. And mistakes get made. My mom put a catheter in her so that she could pee without wetting the bed, okay, because she was very confused because she had what was called a urinary tract infection, E. coli. It was really serious. It was in her blood. She was extremely confused. So they gave her a catheter, and we had to instruct her that, you know, if you have to pee, you just pee. And so we told her all about that, and that worked fine. Then they took the catheter out, and they sat her up in a chair for 7 hours, and she sat on a blanket in pee for 7 hours.
Well,
neglected.
And, you know, and I'm thinking about what you related here, that the IV was actually in the bedstand. 45 minutes later, the nurse comes back in, pulls the IV out of the bedstand.
Yeah.
But how many distractions and how many different ways was she pulled once she left that hospital room, and then she finally returned? How many more things was she asked to do? What else was she tasked with? Let me tell you a quick little story here that might bring this in a little closer focus. I mentioned Vanderbilt. That's University Medical Center in Tennessee. Well, they're eliminating 1,000 jobs over the next year. They've already done cuts. And it's apparently cutting cleaning staff. Now, Vanderbilt will be asking, as I said before, nurses to clean floors, empty waste baskets, do other housekeeping chores. And somebody that noticed what was going on here went to a physician by the name of Michael Garden. He's the head of infection prevention and control at University Health Network in Toronto, Ontario. And he said this approach ignores the facts that housekeeping chores are actually very complicated, and they got to be done by a specially trained staff. A lot of people didn't know that. You just can't clean a floor correctly because you're a nurse or a woman, he pointed out. He worried about the possibility of cross-contamination, which I mentioned earlier. If nurses mopped the floor and then turned around and engaged in patient care activities, are they going to change their scrubs after they've mopped up? If you're going to do this, you'd have to institute a very specific protocol to protect patients. And would that be cost-effective? Here again, we go cost versus profit. Well, it's a short-sighted approach, this doctor said. And cleaning a hospital, it's complicated. You have to know about the chemicals and how they're used. Some chemicals have to be put on longer than others. Some have to be put on applied hot, others cold. You have to know how to do terminal cleaning. You just can't ask nurses to do environmental management and think everything's going to work out well. And what they're doing is they're overloading the nurses and keeping them away from important patient activities and overloading them with activities which will divert their attention and could lead to mistakes. This is short-sighted. It's just not short-sighted, Vince. It's stupid. But this is what they're doing.
Say what else they're doing, John. They have these positions called PCA. I believe it stands for Patient Care Associate.
Associate, yeah, PCA.
And these are young people. These are people who are in the community college. They haven't graduated yet. These are high school graduates. And these are young people who believe that the medical profession is what it was in the 1960s. Mm-hmm. And they are learning. They are learning how to help patients. However, they don't seem to have the same amount of training that the nurse would have. So they're, and these are the people who are taking the vital signs. These are the people who are going from patient to patient to patient with the oxygen saturation meters. And this whole floor had only three of them. I wanted to know why it took so long to check my mom's oxygen level. And it's simple. All they do is they put this little thing. It's like the equivalent of a clothesline clip that you would hang clothes on. It just goes over your finger. Just clips on, and it's self-contained. There's no wires, and it has a display right on it. I bought one on the Internet for about $10. They said that they only had three for the entire floor, and they don't know where they all are. So they have to find them. They have to find them in order to check the oxygen saturation. Now, that's one of the quickest things they can do to determine a person's health. That and the stethoscope, right? Those are two things that they can use to quickly determine a patient's health. And they have three of these units, and they can't find them. So what I'm saying is the hospitals seem to be so short on funds for some reason, and it has nothing to do with the amount they charge, because they're certainly charging us a lot. But they don't have these inexpensive devices in insufficient quantities. I want to know why every professional in the hospital doesn't have one. Well, that makes no sense.
Vince, better than 30 years ago, when I went through my knee stuff, first I had a meniscus that had to be cleaned up in the knee. Well, there were different ways of doing that procedure. And one of the ways that they discovered, they blow the knee up, the knee literally up under the skin with salt water. And then they go in with a drill type of device, and they can clean up cartilage in a knee. Well, that was the newer technology. The guy that I went to, I'll never forget the guy's name. His name is Dr. Charnley. He did it the old school way. He opened the entire knee to go into the joint to clean out this meniscus tendon inside the knee joint. And any time that you open up a knee like that, you're going to invite all sorts of other problems, arthritic conditions, so on and so forth. Well, that was the first operation. The second one, I actually blew out an anterior cruciate ligament, and these are pretty tough things. It takes about 5,000 PSI, and you got to stretch it about 4 or 5 inches to snap it. So it's a pretty traumatic thing. Well, the recovery rate, old versus new, was astronomical. The old way of doing it, you might be out of commission maybe 2-3 months. The new way, hey, 3-4 weeks, you're back ambulatory. 4-6 weeks, you're absolutely normal and you're on your way. And I started looking at patient care and what these hospitals were doing and the amount of money that they were laying out for all their high-tech machinery, like MRIs, the magnetic resonance imaging machines, which are way better than the old style x-rays or whatever. It gives you a lot of information. Well, these damn things cost millions of dollars in every hospital to maintain a competitive edge against the other business or hospital across town. They would go out and buy one. Well, I suggested that, you know, this could be done. You could reduce costs at your hospitals. You can have centers that have these MRI machines and all the other fancy equipment. And you could get this thing done by scheduling patients in, bring them in from a hospital, boom, you get in there, you get the job done, you get that patient back, if they're movable, okay? So this was a way to share the expense. And all these hospitals could use this very same center. The more I talked to doctors, the more they went, you know, that's not a bad idea. You know, we're backlogged here at the hospital, and, you know, these things are so expensive, and they do break down, And again, it was cost versus profitability. Where do you think these guys are at right now? You know, we're told, Vince, unemployment rate's down to about 5%. Well, hell, the recession's over, right? I can go back to work. You know, I'm seeing things because I'm not seeing strip malls shuttered. I'm not seeing 30% or more of the population out of work. Look, nothing is being presented in a truthful manner. Nobody is leveling with the American people. Nobody is telling the truth that are in position to be able to do so. And Vince, how the hell do you ever fix a problem if you don't properly diagnose the problem? If you go to a hospital and you're misdiagnosed, that treatment that they provide you, is it going to work? No, I don't think so. So if we're going to fix a problem within the medical industry in this country, how can we ever fix the problem when we're not dealing with factual information? How?
Well, in my training, I was told that you can't. I mean, if you don't know the problem, it's impossible to solve it. And that's by the way, that's one of the reasons why you do what you do and we do what we do here. And all of us in alternative radio are passionate, at least all the people I know, about the information that we're presenting, because we believe that the other team is covering up and not presenting. John, I once interviewed a pretty famous guy on radio, one of the top 25 broadcasters. He's an overnight guy. And I asked him, and this was when I first started broadcasting. He was in the studio with me in Springfield, Missouri.
I can remember.
And I asked him, do they tell you what to say and what not to say? And the quote was really simple. Absolutely not. I know where the line is and I don't cross it. So the media, the mainstream media, according to what I've learned, is sanitized. So we're not going to learn it. We're not going to learn it from those guys. So let's turn them off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Watch it. Oh, no, something it's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds, dirty.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, John Stattmiller's here, and if you'd like to listen to his broadcast, he's from 4 to 6 in the afternoons, Central Time, on Republic Broadcasting Network. And that's
RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You know
let me jump in here. Yeah, RepublicBroadcasting.org. We got 27 hosts on the network. We cover a range of subjects. I was going to do another show today, but are you available this afternoon? Can you come on my program?
Sure.
Good, because
have I ever said no?
Not that I remember. I'm sorry, I'm getting old. What were we talking about? No, I'm just kidding.
No. Sure, well, I'll be glad to be on.
Well, and
I'll connect
that
to.
And we've got your information there, and we'll make contact. Look, what we're talking about here is really economy and money, and what these hospitals. Yeah, let me give you a quick example. Over 10 years ago, I learned of a group of doctors that got fed up with the healthcare industry. Why? Because of the hospital payments, hassles with insurance, hospitals were billing too much. They weren't being effective at what they were being trained to do. So what they did, and we're talking surgeons, anesthesiologists, nurses, doctors, mm-hmm. specialists, podiatrists, optometrists, whatever, they all decided to group together, build their own facility, and knock out the middleman, knock out the insurance companies. Basically what they did was they knocked out the major expenses and the impediment to direct health care to the patient. It's called the Oklahoma City Surgery Center. That ACL replacement that I had done over 35 years ago at a cost of $30,000 through Blue Cross Blue Shield, guess what they do that very same procedure at the Oklahoma City Surgery Center in today's dollars, Ben? You want to take a guess?
I would say one-half to one-third.
10%. They'll do an ACL replacement, barring any over-the-top complications, for around $3,000. It's cash and carry. They don't take cards. They take cash.
Well, I tried to get an appointment with my mom's doctor, and it's also our son's doctor, and we've got one, and it's about 15 days since her discharge, and we're going to try to get one sooner. But I've called my mom's doctor, who's my doctor, who's our son's doctor, and you know, I've said we have a fever of 103, and we're really in trouble, and we'd like to see the doctor. Go to the emergency room, really, or go to the urgent care. We don't want to do that. We don't want to see somebody new. We want to see our doctor. And John, here's what I want to share. This When we were about ready to get my mom discharged from the hospital, I decided that I need to spend some time with the nurse manager and explain what I saw that they needed to fix. So I went into her office with her, and for a half an hour, literally a half hour, I described what I saw and what I thought they needed to consider doing to fix it. And I even talked about management styles. And she's a nurse manager, and I said, "Have you ever heard of MBWA? And she looked at me and I said, well, the General Electric Management Style. It's called MBWA. It's called Management by Walking Around. Management by Walking Around, or Managing by Walking Around. And what that means is you just walk around and you look at what's happening. And you have your notebook with you or this little pad. And you write down, the shopping list for tonight. Asparagus, peaches, pasta, whatever's on your shopping list for tonight. It doesn't matter. You just need to be walking around observing, and then you can also write your shopping list for groceries on the way home. And as you do that, the people around you say, "Oh no, I can't believe it. She knows. She knows what I did wrong. I better not do that again." And they pay more attention. And it's trickery, yes. But it absolutely positively works. We talked about that. We talked about how to fix things. We talked about even things like how come they've got food dye and sugar in the drinks that they give the patients in the hospital who are trying to get well. Why do they do that? They don't have to do that. They can have better drinks than that. But nope, they serve drinks with red dye number 40.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's continue this conversation on my show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, over at Republic Broadcasting Network.
I'll be there. And
you,
I'm looking forward to it. I'll post it on Facebook that I'll be there with you. John Statmiller, thank you so much for being with me today to discuss this very, very serious topic.
Thank you for being there. Thank you for being there.
Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.